Earlier, we heard from 18-year-old Derek Penny, who was held at the Camden County Youth Center after he was arrested for dealing drugs. The administrator of the center, Mary Previty, told us that it's very difficult for young people to stay out of trouble when they return to their neighborhoods. That's why Derek Penny wanted to change his environment. He's now living with an aunt in rural New Jersey.
There's not like a lot of people walking around. There's never anybody walking around. And you just don't see what you see in the city. So it's just different.
Is it less violent? Less people with guns? Less people dealing drugs?
There's nobody.
There's nobody. Is it a relief to be away from that?
Yeah. It's relaxing.
Now, how did you get to go there?
I asked my lawyer to talk to the judge about me leaving Camden. And I guess he liked the idea, so.
So you wanted to get out of Camden?
Yeah.
Why did you want to get out?
Because, like I said, I had time to think, and that was one of the things that would help me do what I wanted to do.
To get away from the streets?
Yeah.
Did you feel the need to get away from the people you knew also?
No. They never had, like, they never influenced me to do anything I didn't want to do.
So you sound very independent.
Yeah. I just did what I wanted to do, what I felt was okay.
So living where you are now, do people know that you were in the detention center, and does that affect your reputation in their eyes? Are they suspicious of you because of that?
Well, not everybody knows because I don't know many people where I live. Mm-hmm. So, and they don't get that deep into my life anyway. So,
does the aunt you're living with now work?
Yeah.
What kind of work does she do?
She works on an egg farm.
Had you ever been to a farm before or been to the country before?
No, never.
What do you think of it? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's something I never done before, so it's a good experience.
Do you think you'd want to stay in the country for a while? Do you do any farm work yourself?
No.
Do you have any animals? Or?
No, we just have cats, that's all.
Right. Are you still in touch with your mother?
Yeah, I call her every once in a while.
And she's in rehab now?
Yeah.
Are you hopeful about that, do you think?
Yeah, I hope it makes a change.
Yeah. You do seem very independent, and I know, particularly, you know, with teenagers, you really usually care about what everybody else thinks of you, and you try to fit in, and in different neighborhoods that means different things. You seem to really not care about that. Were you always that way? Was there somebody who helped you be that way?
No, I just grew up that way. I don't know what it was. I just did.
Seems like a good thing. Do you think of it as a good thing?
Yeah. I never really liked to depend on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do everything for myself. Because the fact is my mother never really, you know, attended to me like she was supposed to. And my father died when I was real young. So I just took it upon myself to do everything for myself.
If you could say something to parents that would help them understand their kids, what would you say?
It just takes time. You have to talk. It may not happen, you know, when you want it to. But I don't know. You just can't give up at all. You have to keep at it.
Well, I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
It's okay.
18-year-old Derek Penny. Earlier, we heard from Mary Previty, director of the Camden County Youth Center in New Jersey.